Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6, just about 6:11, Tuesday morning. Get her done. Give me my first page. I know. It's going to be a great little celebrity trash break. You'll ever give it back to me. We're going to start with the MTV Movie and TV Awards, which aired last night. Anybody watch those?
No, I missed it. Darn.
Yeah, I watched the highlights this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Right. I like the Rock's entrance was awesome.
Really? What did he do?
It's just all visual. He does that, like, Fijian, like, war dance, and he had all these dudes dancing around him, and then he gave this speech and sort of cried, but not really.
He got, like, the generational award or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see what I have something about that.
Go start with
Generation Award. Yeah. He gave a speech about always being your authentic self, which is exactly who you should be. He said, "It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice." With that, I love you. Thank you. Drink your tequila. I'll see you all down the road. Thank you very much.
He's Samoan, Canadian, and American.
Oh, goodness.
But a little bit raised here in the Bay Area, right?
Like yeah.
Hayward or East Bay? Where?
Hayward, East Bay.
I think it was Hayward.
Yay area.
Not the A area.
No, Sarah.
Stop it.
That's over.
Well, it's coming up in the 7 o'clock trash.
No, it's not.
Some crap went down.
I thought they were nice people.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Sounded like such an American thing. I'm like, oh, shootings?
Stop.
That's not Canada.
Apparently it is.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, Hayward.
Yeah.
Did he go to high school there or something?
Let's see. I'm still looking.
Well, we can move on if you want. I don't know. You don't
I love The Rock.
I love The Rock, too. So you know what's funny? I don't think he's hot at all. Mm-hmm. I've never watched one of his movies and not enjoyed it.
He was born in Hayward.
Oh! Oh, well, congratulations.
May 2nd, 1972.
72. God, he's so young.
Wow, he's my little brother's age.
I think my sister was born in 70. I can't believe my little sister's older than The Rock.
Oh, when is Tina coming?
I think she's going to be here Thursday. Thursday night, Tuesday. Maybe?
Solo mission. You two going to, like, go into the city and get ripped and go dancing and stuff?
No, Vin, we're not.
You won't?
No.
Oh, that's
She's coming out. We're going to do a lot of sewing together. And then on Saturday night, we're all going to go down and see my nephew, Grayson, my brother John's kid. He's a color guard guy.
Does he live here now?
He does not. But he's with a touring color guard troupe.
They have touring color guard troupe?
But we're going to go down to Palo Alto and see him perform.
Stanford?
I think so, on whatever stadium. And
is it like a pay-to-see thing? Or that people
Yeah,
pay
oh,
to
we have to buy tickets.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a sporting event type thing?
It's like a color guard competition. So my assumption is we're going to see a whole bunch of different bands. And I think it's like a marching band, color guard
thing. Going to bring you back? Are you going to pee in your seat?
Dude, do not think that I haven't been thinking about that.
Does Grayson know your story?
I don't think so.
How could you not tell him that?
I don't tell people that story.
You told everyone that story.
Well, I told you guys that story.
And
we just happened to be on the air.
Translates to 500,000
But years had gone by before I ever told that story. I mean, it wasn't like I don't hang my hat on that story. Believe me, I actually leave that one in the closet. Pull it out once in a great while. Oh,
that sounds fun.
Just become part of the lore now.
Does she drink, Tina?
She'll drink when she's not around her family, yeah.
Oh.
I mean her immediate family.
Yeah, the kids and husband.
So we're going to get Tina ripped for sure.
Good.
But probably not Saturday night at the band competition.
Do it after.
Oh. Drunk. Yeah, so anyway, it should be a really fun time. She's coming
in. She coming in on Friday?
You know, I want Oh,
in
here?
Bring haul her ass in here.
Oh. Hold on, somewhere here
oh,
I have her.
I want to see her. I haven't seen her in Jeez, so many years.
She is going to be arriving Wednesday night. Oh, boy. So tomorrow,
Wednesday night.
Why didn't you go out with them? The three of you would make a scene.
They could not keep up with
that. That is for sure. But we could help you get home.
I'd be sending them home.
Yeah, it looks like she'll be here Thursday and Friday all day. So maybe I'll try and bring her in on Friday if she wants
She's
to.
She's cute.
She's not going to want to get up that early, though. Nobody ever wants to.
Right.
My dad does it. I was like, eh, you've been too many times. You've worn out your welcome.
Come on. You're mean.
I know. Anyway, back to the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Mm. No real landslides. Avengers Endgame won the most awards. They got three of them.
That was a good movie.
It got Best Movie, and Robert Downey Jr. and Josh Brolin got Best Hero and Best Villain, respectively. So that was their three. A Star Is Born got two trophies, Best Performance in a Movie for Lady Gaga, and Best Musical Moment for Shallow. That is a great moment, too, when she gets out on the stage.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. You know what's trippy is I think it was when Big Little Lies was coming back on, like the first episode. The missus, I was still just getting ready to go to bed, and the missus gets it on that channel. And it was the end of, what's that movie called?
The Star Is Born.
It's the end of that movie, and he's in rehab. And I'm like, oh, this movie goes there.
Bless you.
I can't watch this movie.
Oh, that movie is all about what a drunk he is. It's tragic.
Well, I can watch the drunken scenes and kind of just be like, well, that's us. But the scenes where he's in rehab, I'm like, okay.
There's not a ton in rehab.
I lived that. I'm out of here.
Yeah,
there's not a ton.
Memories.
It's the tragic ending that's the bad part.
Oh, it doesn't end well?
No, it ends great. You should watch it. The movie's been out for almost a year. I mean,
I'm still spoiling it.
And it's the fourth version of that movie as well.
It ends the same way every time, which is crazy. Anyway, there you go. Shallow.
What other awards?
Best Musical Moment. The Netflix movie To All the Boys I've Loved Before. I don't know who's in that.
I don't know that. Never even heard of it.
It's a Netflix movie, and it won. It got a breakthrough performance for Noah Centineo, and he also won Best Kiss with Lana Condor.
Mm. Don't heard
know
those
any
names
of those
in my
people.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones got Best Show. But Elizabeth Moss from The Handmaid's Tale got Best Performance in a Show, and she is excellent in that role. Oh my God. Sandra Bullock won Best Frightened Performance. They have some funny categories. That for Bird Box.
Oh, I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And her speech was actually pretty funny. One highlight happened during Zachary Levi's monologues. That's the Shazam guy, right? Did we determine that yesterday?
Yes, that is.
And he played, I think, the leading role in Chuck.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I looked that up.
Well, he pointed out Ray J in the audience.
I have the video.
Oh, are you going to watch this, Ben? So here we go. Zachary's up. He stands up to acknowledge being called out.
Oh, is that his girlfriend?
That's his wife.
That's his wife, Princess Love.
Yeah.
I don't know this storyline. So she's upset because she didn't know there was a film there, or she's surprised.
She's just finding out about the. Yeah, he dissed him from the stage.
It's what he's most famous for, and it's
that's the only thing I know him from.
It's the only thing, right? Literally, Love and Hip Hop. No, I haven't seen that. Kim Kardashian, I mean, superstar. Yeah, y'all have seen that. Yeah, I've seen this guy's camera work.
Everyone wants a date. I know a lot about Ray J. Probably too much.
Gotta keep the guy relevant. It's just so funny because he stands up to acknowledge, you know,
that's me, yo.
And then he brings up the camera. The guy sits right down, and Princess Love does double birds to the camera.
He's married, and his wife's name is Princess Love.
Princess Love J.
Was she smiling when she did that?
No.
Oh, no. No, they're not happy about it.
Every reality show, I'm sure.
Too bad.
Are you watching it?
Yeah, you want to see it? It's crazy. All right, so it's coming up. There's Sandra.
All right, so there he is.
Oh, man. So the Levi guy is wearing a red suit.
There's Ray J standing.
He looks great.
Watch her.
Ray J
watch,
looking
watch
like he's
there.
All cool and stuff. Here stands up with his gold chain.
There. Boom.
Oh, she's... Well, whatever, girl.
Big surprise you love the red velvet suit he's wearing.
Thank you for noticing.
I like it. You married that, dear. What'd you expect?
Yeah. What is their last name? Brandy. What's Brandy's last name? Isn't that Ray J, her brother?
Yeah.
Chastain.
No, it's not Brandy Chastain.
Norwood.
So
Norwood.
Their last name must be Norwood. Princess Love Norwood.
Yeah. And he just bought $5 million in a business, right? A weed business.
Yeah. Oh, he's got money.
His name is William Ray Norwood Jr.
Oh.
Ray J.
So they just gave him Ray J like he was just a big weed.
Ray Jr., basically, I guess.
Oh, Ray Jr.
Yeah.
William Ray Jr.
Ray J.
All right.
I like him.
Jada Pinkett Smith got the Trailblazer Award.
Oh, for the table talk?
Must be.
Red Table
Red
Talk?
Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
You guys remember those Table Talk pies when we were kids?
What?
What's that?
No.
Like the pot pies?
No. What they were like an apple pie or a blueberry pie called Table Talk. No?
No.
Table Talk or Table Top?
Talk.
Like T-A-L-K.
T-A-L-K. Table Talk pies, no?
I remember KFC used to have little pies that we used to get.
I always went to Heidi's Pie on El Camino in San Mateo.
Oh, Heidi's Pie.
Oh, yeah.
You know Heidi's Pie?
I do.
Is it still there?
It is, and they've gone downhill.
Oh, darn it.
Oh. Yes.
You know, the original one was in Santa Barbara. The original one is in Santa Barbara, where I used to go all the time. Yeah.
Some corporation must have taken them over.
I'm looking at these Table Talk pies. They look
tiny. They're little tiny, tiny talk pies.
They don't look.
You know what? Maybe they were good back in the olden days.
Oh yeah.
And now they've gone down like Heidi's pie.
Oh, Heidi's pie.
Buy a little Table Talk pie. They were like 50 cents too, so you know you had to splash out because you could get a candy bar for 15 cents when I was a kid.
Mm. Good old days.
Fancy.
Yeah, the good old days. I love that to the MTV Movie Awards he wore not like a beanie cap, but like a humongous one, like a Dr. Seuss style
Ray
one.
Ray J.
It's humongous.
Yeah.
Like goes way up in the air and dips down. A t-shirt. Fancy.
Got his weed in there, Sarah.
Oh, maybe he does have his weed in there. It does look like he's got stuff in there.
You don't keep your weed in your hat.
Where do you keep it?
Here's a picture of him and a very young Kim Kardashian. She says she was on drugs when they were when she filmed that.
Ecstasy.
Oh yeah. She did say that. There's her excuse, huh?
She was on ecstasy when that was filmed.
She claims she was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She
didn't
was a wild
seem
time.
That passionate.
No.
If you've ever seen the work.
I haven't.
It's very businesslike.
Do you really think her mom was directing it, like all the papers were saying?
No. I don't. Do you?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Is that weird?
At all.
I like to believe it.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't. I'm looking at some stills right now.
Are you?
Of what?
Yeah, I haven't
of
seen
her
the
video?
Whole thing either.
Of the
I've
Kim
seen
Kardashian tape.
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh.
You did?
Oh, you have?
How did you guys pay for it?
No, it's so easily available. Yeah. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. She's ranked as like, I told you guys this many times. If you go to porn stars on one of those sites, it shows the rankings of the most popular porn stars. Mm-hmm. And she's always high on the list. And it's you think like, oh, she must have done other work.
Nope.
It's the one thing. People still watch it because it's famous lady.
Well, it's good for Ray J. He's got a famous Willie.
Yeah.
I guess.
Was it good
size?
It's prominent.
It's
yeah.
Oh, you
it's
don't know
size.
About that?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
It's a big,
look
one.
Look at it.
Yeah, I've go watched, take a look. Take a look at it.
I've watched, I think it was like two older ladies reviewing that porn, which is hilarious.
Oh, no.
They're like freaking, they're like,
oh, no, her lips are going to get all stretched
out.
No,
they go,
wow. Come
on. Can you see her? She's using both hands.
It's big.
Like Golden Girls review.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Thank you for being a friend. La, la, la. Ray J Jr.
Oh, my.
There was a little too much information on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday. Oh. That's right. It's Kelly and Ryan now. So her husband, Mark Consuelos, co-hosted with her. And it's funny.
Oh, so Ryan wasn't there.
No, Ryan wasn't there. So it was just her and Mark. And they were talking about what they did on Father's Day. So, pause it for a second. So their daughter walked in on them. She's 18. It was her 18th birthday. So they're saying how they sort of ruined their daughter's birthday. Well, she ruined it. She says, you act like you're 20, but you're not. And Kelly's like, with respect, we weren't in the kitchen. We weren't in the hallway or in your room. Act
right.
Like we're 20.
You came in our bedroom.
Try knocking.
Kelly's like, I didn't even want to.
That's
God.
Funny. That's all actually right. Very cute.
I know.
It?
That's a cute one.
You know what that brought to mind is, so when you think of parents doing it and you don't want to at all, but you have to hope that they do it completely under the covers.
Right.
Without...
Missionary.
Absolutely.
And yet,
lights off, eyes closed.
The last thing I want anywhere near me is that damn blanket.
Oh, it's too hot. It's in my way. I'm tangled up in it. Get this thing off of me.
So
plus, I don't want to have to necessarily change the bed right afterward.
The stuff on view would be graphic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm guessing...
Well, at least her parents are good looking, you know.
Oh, right. Sure. Yeah.
Is that
expired food after these?
No. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yuzette was teasing us with something. Something's happening at 7 o'clock. We're going to find out some special way to get win your way in.
Right.
Or somehow or other.
I'm just trying to do it right now. It's not live right now, so I think we have to wait till 7 o'clock.
Okay. 7 o'clock, another way to get into our fifth annual Sarah and Vinny secret show pool party extravaganza at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Be here. You'll figure it all out, I'm sure, along with us.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. The Organic Coup is now offering its organically cocky meal combo that includes an organic sandwich or wrap with tater tots and a drink at all locations.
Come on in.
You'll love it.
It's called the cocky meal.
Yeah,
they're all cocky about how organic they are.
Combo.
You know how organic people are, Hooman. Get kind of cocky about it.
They are cocky.
Please, immediately, put it in my mouth.
Or if it's organic coffee, you may sit on it.
Sure.
Who knows?
Whatever, maybe. Wherever you're going to put that.
Right.
Don't have to put it in your mouth, necessarily.
Right.
Oh, you're actually eating corn dogs, two of them.
Do they have organic coffee at the Organic Coup?
Probably.
All right.
We might get Organic Coup tomorrow, but don't
start.
Okay, well,
that
anyway.
Cocky combo. Cocky.
Go to the Organic Coup. You'll love it.
Usually has a cocky combo going on right now. It's crazy. Hey, oh.
Here's what's happening.
What is happening?
From the front page of today's Mercury News for Tuesday, June 18th. That's correct, right? I saw Free Solo. I loved it.
Yeah.
I told you guys about it. I don't know if you've watched it since.
No, but this is the guy who climbs El Capitan and by himself, no...
Alex Honnold has become a superstar.
Right.
Because he climbed... Well, the movie Free Solo is what made him sort of widely known.
Right.
He was known as a climber for sure. But the article on the front page talks about his ropeless ascent of El Capitan being this thing that... And if you watch it... You saw it, right?
I did, yeah.
So there's the buildup in the film is big. This is a big thing he's attempting, a free climb, no gear, just his hands and some chalk.
Knowing the exact places to put everything.
So there's all of this buildup, and then he zips, he makes, spoiler alert, I mean, he's still alive. So he makes... really quick, easy work of the thing. Don't you think?
How long does it
yes.
take?
Like, he just zips it.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost are, like, anything you see someone who's really good at it do, you go, huh.
That looks easy.
I think I could give that a go.
Took him 3 hours and 56 minutes.
Right. He made quick work of it.
And people sleep on that thing.
Right, yes.
That's how long it takes most people.
Anyway, one of the things the article is talking about is how he makes it look so easy that people attempt these things and find themselves
getting hurt. I want to be the second guy to do it free solo.
So that's on the front page. But what I just realized as I'm reading the article is that climbing is in the Olympics this upcoming Summer Olympics.
Oh. Are they doing a specific
I had to look it up, and the way this is, sport climbing is in the 2020 Summer Olympics, as is surfing, and I believe skateboarding is also in. So it will be the first time that climbing's been an event at the Summer Olympics. Two events will be held, one for men, one for women. The format will consist of three disciplines: lead climbing, speed climbing, and bouldering. I wish I could define all those for you, but I can't. The winner will be determined based on who performs best in all three disciplines. So this, I don't know if he's
bouldering.
And I tried to look it up and I wasn't able to finish the whole article. I hope that they, and I will bring it, let you know if I'm able to find out. Is he competing? I mean, it seems like he should, right?
Absolutely. I have no idea. I haven't heard anything about this.
He's a badass. There's no doubt if you watch it.
But he gets really fixated on the one thing he's going to climb. So maybe he would need time to boulder and speed climb the things
like,
that are in there.
I don't know. I feel like he could do that without even prepping it.
Funny.
Like, he's that good.
Yeah, he should be in.
He's a guy, they show you. He finishes a major climb and he's like, well, I'm going to hang from my fingertips off this thing for a while.
To rest?
That's his, you know, I guess, post-climb
celebration?
Workout.
I'm going to celebrate by hanging by the very tips of my fingers.
Off this whole body weight, just hanging. Mm. I'm just standing here. Not standing.
Those are strong fingers.
Just fingering here.
Oh, he's fingering. Fingering the
right?
handhold.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It really
he
is.
He does
like,
those finger pull-ups, which is really hard to do.
Yeah.
They haven't announced the mountain.
You can do it?
No, I used to do it here at work, but I can't do it anymore. It's so hard. I can't grip it anymore. Like, I'm fat.
Even your fingers are fat?
No, try it. If you go over there, you can put your fingers on
it. I totally believe you.
And it's like all the pressure goes on like these three fingers. And you're like... It's so painful.
What did you find out, Human?
Oh, they haven't announced the mountain, and the reason some people are saying is because they don't want anyone to practice yet. But it is in Japan in summer 2020, so it's going to obviously be a mountain over there.
Interesting. Well, if Alex, he's an American guy, so I guess we got
Team
a good
America.
One.
F yeah.
Anyway, can you see if you can find out if he is going to compete in the upcoming Olympics? That was the question I couldn't find the answer to.
Let me find that.
So this next story is about a man who ate expired food for a year. Now, I don't know how you are, but when I see expired food, I get all shivery and I think like, ooh, I shouldn't do it.
That's you. That's my son. Like, he reads the date on every single thing, and meanwhile, I go, this horseradish says it's a year older than it should be. It's totally fine. We're using this. We can't use it. Everyone will die. Nope, it's going to be fine. Let me take a little. Nope, this is completely fine. This just happened on Sunday night.
Arnold said he's not going to compete.
Oh,
he's not going to compete?
He thinks he wouldn't even qualify.
Ah, what?
Because he's so...
He got fat?
Oh. Like myself.
Finger push-ups.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do competitions.
Huh.
Oh, he's just like a self-competition
Well, he's
guy.
A trippy dude. I mean, if you watch Free Solo, he's unique.
Yeah, and he also
and I don't know.
Like on the spectrum,
go on.
Unique.
He's hyper-focused on one discipline, and that's kind of the problem. You know, there's the
right.
boulder sport.
Well, they're sort of showing you that without saying it, and you're kind of going like, is he on the spectrum? I don't get it.
Right.
Because
it's hyper-fixated.
He's real, like.
That is definitely that's a thing.
But he's achieved the greatest, highest level, so you'd think that would be something that's a good thing.
Well, people who are hyper-fixated on things often do achieve the highest level of those things to the detriment of many other things in their lives.
Very
often.
True. So right now there's 8 Americans, 4 men, 4 women, and on the actual roster for the Olympics, there's going to be a total of 40 spots.
Yeah.
20 men and 20 women, so it looks like from the 8 that are in the semifinals, there's going to be 1 man and 1 woman from the U.S.
It'll be interesting. I'm usually a track and field guy. I love that it's just on.
Yes.
And you know who won because there's the finish line.
Yep.
You like the high
jump? Who ran the fastest?
Boom.
I like the high jump.
Yeah, but I just think
like the
those are there's such definite results.
Yes. Agreed. It's timed. There's no judging of
right.
form. It's
exactly
did they
right.
make it or didn't they?
What?
Right.
An 8?
For
that,
what?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what surfing is. It's great. I love surfing. I've grown up doing it, but it's judging, and it always is like, oh, that guy got robbed. Judges, what's wrong with you? Anyway, back to the expired food thing. So there's a guy who ate expired food last year. Mom's Organic Market founder and CEO Scott Nash did something most of us would never consider.
He ate expired food.
He ate a cup of yogurt months after its expiration.
Months?
Date.
Yogurt? Yogurt's already gone bad.
So even you won't do that.
Yogurt, no way, man. That just seems like bacteria waiting to eat me.
Then tortillas a year past their expiration date.
No, tortillas.
I ate those. He goes,
in a desperate situation, I'll use an old tortilla.
Well, unless it has mold growing on it, you know?
Yeah.
I ate heavy cream, I think, 10 weeks past date, says Nash.
Was it sour?
And then meat, sometimes a good month past its date.
Oh, no.
It didn't smell bad. Rinse it off, good to go. It was all part of his year-long experiment to test the limits on food that had passed its expiration date.
Yeah. Mm.
See, that's it right there for me, is not because I understand the smell test. It should be good enough. But I'm always thinking, am I going to end up missing work tomorrow because I had to be brave and
eat these beans from 6 months ago?
Right.
Eat old chicken.
Tummy. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
I know.
But I try not to tell my kid, like, if I'm using something that's expired, I'm just like, he doesn't know won't hurt him. And canned stuff, I always feel like, look, unless the can's bulging, you can, in a zombie apocalypse, I'm going to be going to other people's pantries and just opening stuff up and smelling it. That's how it's going to be.
Mm.
It's all going to be past its expiration.
Yeah.
The FDA is, they don't have a uniform way of stamping dates on stuff. And if you read up on it.
It's an estimate.
And it's also sometimes it's purchase by.
Right.
Or sell by, sorry.
Right.
Sell by date. What does that mean?
Right.
Now I'm out here with no end date.
Well, they just assume that you've got 5 days after the purchase date. But, I mean, milk sometimes turns faster. I always smell my milk because even when it hasn't reached the sell-by date, I've smelled it and been like, oh, that's no good. Your nose knows.
Does that?
It does.
Well, it looks
like... I mean, I'm still here, you know?
They're in the process of coming up with a better labeling system.
We should just sell little plastic home testing kits.
But
more disposable plastic.
Did his tests. The things that he ate past their date.
The yogurt is, that's horrifying.
Meat way past its expiration date?
As long as it doesn't have worms growing in it.
If you check chicken that's 5 weeks past its date and you don't find worms, you're like, it's good.
No, I would smell it and you take a look at it. You can tell if something has gone bad or not. I'm not going to eat it if it's gone bad, but if it seems fine, then I'm going to eat it.
You want the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, so for ground meat and poultry, 1 to 2 days after the sell-by date. Eggs, 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But that's a big...
Eggs are forever.
But 3 to 5 weeks, that's...
Especially if they're refrigerated.
That's a big window.
You know, in Europe, they don't refrigerate eggs.
Yeah.
They're just sitting on the counter. But I was like, does this need to go in? They go, no. But it's either one or the other.
Right.
Beef, once you've done it, you can't go back.
Right.
Beef, 3 to 5 days. I don't know.
You'll be fine. You'll live.
Iffy.
Hopefully, we're going to get a solution to this problem very soon because I have an issue with it. I do. I don't want to. And I don't want.
Well, you don't want to take any chances.
Some sneaky lady who's fine with it going, that guy won't know. He doesn't know. So I'm just going to serve it to him.
Yeah. You'll be fine. I'm not going to kill you. I promise.
You're trying to kill somebody.
I'm not trying to kill anyone. Not that way.
Oh.
Although that's not a bad idea, you know. Oops.
Men spend more time picturing their future wedding than women, according to a new survey. Do you believe that?
I don't.
I don't believe it either.
I don't know. I never spent any time picturing my wedding. And John definitely cared. He had more to say about our wedding than I did. I was like, I got a dress. I'm all set. Mom, take care of it.
John. And so he worked with your mom to make sure everything went
to his... He cared more than
I
did, let's put it that way. I mean, I just wanted to get married and have a party and see all my friends. That's
right.
All I cared about. So I would say that of us, John cared more. I'm not saying he cared deeply, but But he cared more than I did. But you don't care at all, right? You're just get me in the suit. No.
I care. Here's what I care about. First of all, I want her to be happy.
Yes. Lovely.
Second of all, you know, there are things that I have sort of veto power on where I'm like, not that song.
Oh. Well, the music makes sense for you. And you're a music guy.
Right. But I don't, it's not even that I'm going to be so picky, but there's just no's to certain, like, I can't have you. No.
What have you vetoed song-wise?
We haven't had that problem yet, but I'll tell you what, Stevie B's not going to play.
Oh,
the minute.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No, I put in two Stevie B requests already.
It can play on the dance floor.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying.
It's not part of the wedding.
As soon as they go, here's Mr. and Mrs., I'm not having spring love kick in.
Oh, no. We have a song ready for you, Vinny. We're gonna serenade the two of you.
What?
Yeah, John and I have a song ready for you.
You do?
We do. A little wedding song.
What is it?
It's just a song. You'll find out at your wedding, won't you?
I don't know if I will.
It won't be at your wedding. It'll just be that weekend.
Is it just singing, or are you going to rap, too?
Oh, we're going to rap. There's some dance moves.
Oh, damn.
And a full band. It's quite an elaborate setup that we have for you. Make time for us. Thanks.
Is that...
I know you'll be busy, but no.
Do you know what the song is that you're going to dance to, your first dance song? Do they know
that? Oh, yeah. Well,
there's just a lot of debate going on at this point. But, and to answer that, no. But there's that again, I'm like, mm-mm. No, that can't be it. That's too cheesy. I'm not doing it. Anyway, back to the story.
What was the story again?
You don't want to dance to this?
I'll dance to it, but there's a song that's supposed to play when you're announced, and I'm not having it be Spring Love.
More than any other day. You know, I'm the one, and I love you, girl. I don't care what they say. You know you are my world. Come back home to the one.
It's a good song.
This is a great song. Oh my God!
Totally knows this.
You go searching to for me. Spring love.
Unbelievable.
Come back. Hey, can I revisit the Olympics real quick? You know, you were talking
all the
about
way back to the Olympics.
Rock climbing. So I was doing a bunch of research on track and field sports that have been cut. Anyway, there's a big petition online to bring back tug of war.
Tug of war?
Yeah, that was.
Who cares about tug of war?
Everybody. It was in the Olympics from 1906 to 1920, and then they cut.
Well, I don't care about tug of war.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope they bring. I mean, we were talking about track and field.
Isn't that like a picnic event?
Yeah, that's like exactly field day.
Everyone would watch tug of war if it was in the Olympics.
I don't know.
Mrs. Brown's class against Mrs. Green's class, tug of war.
Right. Picnic games.
Yeah.
Not Olympic games.
I put the video of the 1920 competition on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Spring 1920. Let's go back to 1920, you guys. Things were so great back then.
About 7 out of 10 married people say they had a picture of their wedding in their head before they even met their significant other.
Oh, Human.
Human. Yeah.
Human, you had a picture of your wedding in your head before you met the person you're going to marry. Who's that person again?
Nudia? Which one? I don't...
No, the person you're going to marry.
A picture of what they're going to look like.
No, what your wedding is going to be like. You already know it's going to be either on Halloween or New Year's. I think you've narrowed it down to New Year's.
Yeah, it's probably going to be New Year's. Yeah. New Year's Eve, yeah.
You know the color scheme?
No, I don't know the color scheme.
You know what kind of champagne?
I know I want to have a destination wedding, and I know I want to have like 4 days of fun activities for everyone.
Oh, I can't wait to go. Hurry up and find someone. Jesus. Where are you going to go? Are we going to Amalfi? Let's do it.
Oh, well, Amalfi is like romantic, but I want to be somewhere where there's like a lot of cool things to do.
There's tons of cool stuff to do there. Please.
Yeah, maybe.
What are cool things to you?
Like a Matterhorn.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. I was thinking like having a lot of activities. So for people who like to snorkel or scuba dive, like they could be doing that. People who like to hike, maybe have a couple softball games going on at the same time. Maybe some ultimate frisbee.
Let's do it in Hawaii.
Tug of war,
yeah.
Massages for people. So we're having a field day wedding. Yeah, yeah. Get everyone together.
Ultimate frisbee now, everyone?
You can sign up. There'll be sign-up sheets.
Do I have to sign up for anything?
Don't you think your wife will be like, with your back, you're going to go out there and play Ultimate for... No, you are not.
Just watch.
I'm not spending the rest of my life taking care of you.
You're not coming down the aisle in a wheelchair, sir. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The top things people imagine are location, their dress or suit, food and drink, photos, and who they're going to invite. Already imagining that.
It's great.
Is it?
Well, it's a big day, so the more planning you can get out of the way ahead of time, the better.
I guess. The most common words people use to describe wedding planning are exciting, memorable, and stressful.
Stressful. Yeah. It is. It's way more stressful than you think. It's really just a big party.
I've always expected it to be stressful, and it's lived up to that expectation and exceeded it by far.
Oh, it's great. Especially that you're helping.
So fun. Great. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, you're not going to like it, but we're going to start with Toronto.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.